The House Finance Committee voted along party lines yesterday to eliminate the cap on education aid, as well as reduce funding for so-called stabilization grants by 40%. Under this proposal, districts with growing enrollments would see more money. Meanwhile, shrinking districts would receive less. Karen Umberger, a Republican from Kearsarge, says with enrollment dropping in many school districts, these cuts are needed.
And I can tell you that in my voting district, the folks are going to lose money. But the other option, of course, was instead of an $88 million hole in the highway fund, was to have a $110 million hole.
If passed in a law, these cuts would not take effect until fiscal year 2017. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.